This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to Don't Step to the Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spent with us, spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Again, be part of the conversation. I really do want you involved. I want you engaged. You know, I love to hate to watch the news. Right? I really do. Because tonight, or all day long, they've been talking about President Trump may use the military funding to start building the wall. And who said that?
Anybody with half a brain?
I said that.
I know.
Right? Look, have you read The Art of the Deal? Right? I mean, seriously. You always ask for more money than you want, right? I mean, look at all the money. Again, there is no way to knuckle down, to nail down over $700 billion that President Trump has asked for the military, or the military has asked for, right? What are you going to do? I know these numbers are staggering, but think about this. $700 billion. And you're telling me that you can't figure out a way to carve out, I don't know, $15, $16, $18 billion to start to build or to build that wall? Really? He's much smarter than that. Much, you know, these guys are in such a hate mode that they really can't see this stuff in front of their faces. I wasn't going to talk about this to kick it off, but I will. You know, so this is why I get such a kick out of it. It's like, oh, please, you know, I hop on Facebook. I like throwing little bombs in Facebook. I do it all the time, especially the groups I know. Because they're like piranha with fresh meat. You throw something in there, they just jump all over it. So, you know, whenever they start getting on President Trump and hating on him and all that stuff, I just jump in and say, keep up the good work, boys. You're right on. Just keep ripping them up. Keep, because as long as they keep doing that, it's total proof they got nothing. There's nothing for them to run their races on. There's nothing for them to campaign on. I hate Trump. Republicans suck. Really? That worked out so well last time, huh? We hate women. We hate kids. We hate clean air. We hate clean water. Shall I go on? I love it. I'm sorry, but I do. And it's easy. They are easy. Because they never stop. They're such on this mantra that they never stop. The United Nuts. Before I get into this, head up to the website. TheRealSide.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Lots you can do up there. Including buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been told you should hate. Or be afraid of. You don't have to. And one of the reasons you don't have to is those are all the labels the left gave me, gave us, or gave us-ins, whatever you want to be called. And they're the same people don't want to use labels. I don't get it. Anyway, A UN panel says that the U.S. owes reparations to African Americans. That's right. The United States owes African Americans reparations for slavery. So says a recent report by the United Nations affiliated group. You know, why do we listen to these people? Why do we keep paying them to come up with these reports that are totally meaningless? Right? The UN Working Group of Experts on People of African Descent said that the compensations necessary to combat the disadvantages caused by 245 years of legally allowing the sale of people based on color of their skin. Is this still going on? Am I unaware of this? How come I don't know about this?
It's your white privilege.
It's my white, oh, of course, my white privilege has blinded me to the fact that we've been selling black people, African Americans, for 245 plus years. Are they listening to themselves? Are they hearing what they're saying? This goes, I'm surprised that Sheila Jackson Lee didn't chime in and I guess they use the same math. Because she said that, what, the Constitution has been standing strong in this country for over 400 years. Apparently, Native Americans wrote it before we got here. Whatever. I mean, seriously, how do you take them seriously when they do this? The UN group warned that the U.S. has not yet confronted its legacy of racial terrorism. Now, have they been that harsh on human relations with China? Have they been that harsh with Iran, with Russia? Who else have they been that harsh with? Notice the only ones that they're willing to come at, guns blazing, is the U.S. and Israel, and we pay their bills. Which shows you that we've empowered them over the years to do this. We have empowered these group of nuts. Now, I know my friends on the left are going to go, oh, so you're like totally against a group of people that keep peace all over the world. They don't keep peace all over the world. Look around the world. Where exactly are they keeping peace? Why aren't they down in Venezuela keeping people from eating each other down there? Anyway. The report, which is a non-binding, specified that reparations can come in a variety of ways, including education. Yes, yes, because we've not given minorities an upper hand in education in this country at all. We refuse to do it, right? This is why I call them the United Nuts. This is why I call them a bunch of morons. I am Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. I'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com sunnybayheatingpads.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about gcntelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or just send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Now, listen, in the next hour, we're going to have the Hollywood conservative on. Yes, there is one there. I think she's hiding most of the time. I wouldn't blame her if she did. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Okay, look, if you head up to the website, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can buy a coffee mug, all kinds of fun. You can become part of a member or a Patreon, which is our, you know, exclusive little club. And Just, you know what? Be part of supporting the show. It's really what it boils down to. Go, you know, hop on Facebook. If you're a Facebook freaktoid, then share the show. Share the link. Share the live link with your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, the people you know you'll make crazy. Seriously, let's drive those numbers up. Because Facebook is doing everything they can to drive conservative numbers down. To go, look, 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 they don't count. So let's show them how wrong they actually are. So the UN says apparently that the U.S. owes reparations to African Americans. Why? Because now for over, let me see, where did they say? Because this one here I was like really from. Over 245 years, we have been selling slaves. We've been selling people based on their skin color. I have yet. I am 2 years away from 60. Shh, don't tell anybody. And I have yet to go to a slave auction. Have you gone to a slave auction? Have you seen notices for slave auctions?
No? No,
I don't
talk about
that. Oh, okay. No, seriously. I don't know where these people get their information. Do you guys, is anybody out there, send me an email, something, give me, set up a flare, show me where these slave auctions are at, where we're selling people because of the color of skin. Now, they're outraged about this, but how many resolutions has the UN passed because of sex slavery, or child slavery, or human trafficking? None. They're too worried about nailing the U.S. or nailing Israel to deal with real issues. Think about it. The U.N. group warned that the U.S. has not confronted their legacy of racial terrorism. That's right. The report, which is non-binding, specified that the reparations could come in a variety of ways. The one I loved the most was educational opportunities, because we've never done that. Psychological rehabilitation, debt cancellation. Oh, yes. Oh, don't forget the formal apologies. I'm not apologizing for something I didn't do, that I had no part of, that I wouldn't have had a part of. And listen, my tribe, my clan, they weren't here when this was going on. Do you want to go through the plight of the Italian community or even the Irish community? How about the Germans in this country? Oh, let's not forget the Native Americans. Some institutions have started to take these steps. Georgetown University announced earlier this month it would be offering free tuition for descendants of the 272 slaves that were sold in 1838 to help pay the university's debts. Yep, there you go. That's what Martin Luther King died for. That's exactly what he wanted. The UN report also linked past injustices to recent police killings of black men that have sparked protests across the U.S. You know what I thought was really, really funny? Is this weekend, when they were talking, when they were doing their protests, whatever you want to call them, which I really thought was interesting, was they had pictures of some of the people that had been shot over the last couple of years with their hands up, like, hands up, don't shoot. That's already been debunked. That was debunked by Eric Holder, a black AG, who could have easily have brought charges against the police officer in the police department if he truly found that was a racially motivated killing. But the video, the proof was that wasn't real. So they're protesting on a lie. That particular person, that particular group, was protesting a lie. Isn't that wonderful? Contemporary police killings and the trauma that they create are reminiscent of the past racial terror of lynching, the report said. Yes, because they burn crosses and lynch black people right now. That's what they're doing all over the place. This is a daily occurrence, right? This is something that 98% of white America approves of, right? The U.S. created a reparations plan in the immediately after the Civil War that stated that freed families would be granted 40 acres of tillable land and a mule. The plan, proposed by the Union General William Sherman after meeting with the black community leaders in Savannah, Georgia, was reversed by President Andrew Johnson, and the land was returned to the plantation. Andrew Johnson, anybody know What party? Come on, you know, this is, I'd say this is a $64,000 question, but I don't have that kind of money. What party did Andrew Johnson belong to? Can anybody tell me? No, seriously. Right? Andrew Johnson. Come on. Anybody? I'm going to wait. So, apparently he was either a Democrat or he was part of the Whig Party. Right? Now, because I've read in some places that they say he was a Whig. I don't believe that. All right? Democrat. Now, there is... What is that... There was Hillary's America came out a couple years back.
D'Souza.
Huh?
Dinesh
D'Souza. And he lays this all out. And he talks about Andrew Johnson. And he talks about how the Dems tried to turn the whole outcome of the Civil War around. And what they did. And how Andrew Johnson, a Democrat, was a big part of that. But hey, we're the racist ones, right? So maybe the Dems, because they kept them in slavery for so long, maybe the Dems should give them reparations. Maybe the Democrat legislators need to give back their money. I mean, every year, a percentage of their money goes back to giving the black community reparations because they fought so hard to keep them as slaves. And even after the war was won, even after thousands and thousands and thousands of white Americans gave their lives for the freedom of the black community, we had a Democrat try to turn that all around by presidential pen. This is just too confusing for some to grab. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you for being with me tonight. I always appreciate the time you guys spend with me. I know you could be on a listening to a dozen other shows, but you've chosen this one, and it's very, 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 very much appreciated. I know my hair's a little windy. See, I was out in the wind tonight. No, it's not windy. My hair's a little crumpy, messy, something, over being out in the wind. What?
Right?
Thank you. You have to say that. You're married to me.
Nope, I don't.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. I really do appreciate the time you guys are spending with me and on the air and in the chat room. And but this stuff makes me nuts. And it doesn't make me nuts because, you know, I don't know, that I feel bad about it or it's a prideful thing. It's two things. One is the UN never calls out anybody else on their issues. Oh, Israel. That's right. On non-issues. And they put, you know, the head of the Human Relations Council, they put people from North Korea on there, China, Iran. I'm like, you serious? How does that happen? Really, how does that happen? And then they want us to give them, or they want us to believe in them, right? Or believe that, oh, God, they're the greatest things since sliced bread. And isn't it funny, though, that President Trump, right? Funny, we're not footing the whole bill for the UN anymore. Funny how some of the other countries that hadn't paid a nickel in years is now paying into the UN. How do you think they feel when Nikki Haley walking down the hall there? Come on. You ever see a bunch of little high school boys that are just like trembling at the knees? Now, seriously. The UN report also linked past injustices to recent police killings. I like that line. You know why? Shows you how crazy they are. Like we're going back, right, to the days of the Civil War. We're going back to the early days of slavery. And since we can't enslave them anymore, let's just kill them. Let's just hunt them down like Sheila Jackson Lee said, right? Never been such an embarrassment in the last 400 years over this Constitution. and that we were out. Policemen in this country were driving through the street, were out and about hunting down young black men. Now, some of you are getting mad at me, some of my... Now, you know, it's really funny, because most of my African-American friends will say to me, you know what, you're right on, dude. You are so right on. And I don't know how you get away with saying it, because you're a white guy, but you are right on. I get away with it, because I bring on guys like Corey Duncan, you know, who help you understand that I'm right. Yes, I'm right. How do you argue with a black man that says that the reparations are wrong? Well, I guess you could, but whatever. It's like when you call Xander Gibb homophobic. The guy's gay. How homophobic can you be? But I loved the thing, right, about how the United States, right, turned things around and gave the land back to the landowners in Georgia and what have you. Took it back away from the blacks and gave it to the landowners. Like this. See, this is not a problem of the United States. This is a problem of the Democrat Party. They created this. They stuck by it. They do it today. They're still doing it. They are still keeping the black community under in a slave mentality. Because they keep telling them, you can't do it on your own. You need our help. We're here to make it easier for you. We're going to make it easier for you to go to school and feed your kids, and we'll give you A, B, C, and D. How about you pull them up? How about you help them make better lives for themselves? Just like this country did when the... You know, as the Italians came here, they fought. Everybody went through their stuff, and some people are still going through their stuff. But most of my black friends tell me, unless they're lying to me, I don't pay them to be on the show, so there's no reason for them to lie. But they all tell me the same thing. You can do anything no matter what color you are in this country. They love this country. Well, you know what they're doing. I know what they're doing. I just figured this out. They just say that because the NSA is listening and there's some, like, deep, dark group that will come arrest them or do something with them. Right? I mean, that's what it has to be. I mean, this is how crazy this is. You know, I heard today that, it hasn't been confirmed anywhere, so I'm not running with it. That Paul Ryan is thinking about stepping down as Speaker. And that would be wonderful news. But it depends on who they replace him with. Because it could be just as bad, right? But he's ineffective as far as I'm concerned. He's not a fighter. He's not on our president's side. Okay? I mean, come on, think about this. So, yeah, I'd love to see him go. I don't know who I'd replace him with. I'd love to see him go. I mean, I'd love to have somebody with a spine fill that seat. Some people are talking about Kevin McCarthy, but I'm afraid that McCarthy has something in his closet that'll come out or come forward. We don't need any of that right now. Right? How about Steve Scalise? He's a good choice. And I go down a list of people, but we'll see what happens. You know, I don't want to waste all the time doing this. There is a bit of a spark up here in California. We have some counties, we have some sheriffs, we have some cities that are pushing back against the sanctuary law. We'll see what happens with it. Because you know Becerra is going to go to court, fight this every which way he can. You know what I mean? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. The, this one here, this is a great one. This is a great one. Did you hear about the students in Louisiana that thought, that the square root symbol was the image, somebody had painted the image or written the image of a gun. Yes, I scared them. And then, you know what happened? After several students made comments along those lines, they thought it was a gun. Another student said something like the sheriff's office said could have sounded like a threat. Right. So the square root symbol is now a threat. So a discussion among students at the Oberlin High School in Oberlin, Louisiana, about a mathematical symbol led to a police investigation and search of one of the students' homes. On the afternoon of February 20th, detectives investigated a report of terroristic threats at the school where they learned that the student had been completing a math problem that required drawing square root signs. Students in the group began commenting that the symbol, which represents a number that when multiplied by itself equals another number, looked like a gun. See, the word gun was used in the classroom. So what I love about this story, what I find extremely amusing about the story, any way you want to look at it, is, let me see. We went to a young man's home 36 times for violence, right? I mean, think about it. The cops showed up at the that animal's house that shot up the school 36 or 37 times total. Didn't think to take the guns, didn't think to take him in, didn't think to lock him up, didn't think to have him checked. Somebody else puts a check mark for all time. I mean, come on. Have you guys seen the square root sign? Man, looks like a check mark that somebody dragged the pen a little bit. Right? Am I wrong? Okay. And that's caused the call to police to suggest that maybe there's some kind of terrorism going on. Have we lost our minds or what? And the fact that they responded to this, I don't know what to think about it, because maybe it was a good thing, maybe it wasn't. Because if they didn't go and something happened, it would have been their fault. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Guess what? I'm not telling you. You'll have to come back to find out. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized
neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are now. We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation, no matter what it takes. Seriously. The next hour, we've got national spokesperson for the Committee to Defend the President and host of the Hollywood Conservative, Amanda Head, will join us. We'll have a lot of fun there. She'll give me some different insight because, you know what, I don't go near Hollywood. I get too close. It's like one of those force fields in Star Trek, kind of pushes me away. You know, I can't get up and close. Kind of repels my body, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I think you probably heard the story earlier today because people have been talking about it to a degree. But Zing tells employees that diversity isn't important. At least, that's what their report is. So several employees at the Interior Department have told CNN, we know it must be true then, right, that Secretary Ryan Zink repeatedly says that he won't focus on diversity. And apparently, a talking point has upset many people within the agency. God forbid we should hire people that are qualified to do the job. No, it's got to be about skin color now, doesn't it? You see how stupid that is? How asinine that is? Let's bring in people that are less qualified, no matter what color they are. How about this? Let's bring in humans that are less qualified. What good does it do I'd love somebody to call in and tell me, 855-REAL-JOE, what good does it do to bring in people that are unqualified, that can't get the job done or done poorly, it has to be redone, has to spend more of my taxpayer dollars, and all of a sudden that's okay. Three high-ranking, now, what I love about CNN and some of these other places, the anonymous high-ranking sources, crazy. Three high-ranking interior officials from three different divisions said that Zink had made several comments with the similar theme, saying that diversity isn't important, or I don't care about diversity, or I don't think that's important. Now, when you're talking about people that are in jobs like this, right, whether they're engineering jobs or what have you, it is important. Color doesn't matter. Gender doesn't matter. Non-gender doesn't matter. Whatever. Each time Zink followed with something along the lines of, what's important is having the right person for the right job. Yeah. Okay. He said, I care about excellence. I'm going to get the best people. And you'll find we have the most diverse group anyone's ever had. Well, why wouldn't you want the best people? Again, I'm trying to figure this out. Let me see. Interior last year unexpectedly reassigned 33 senior executive staffers, of which 15 were minorities. Yeah, see that? A majority. No, that wasn't a majority of the people who were reassigned. Man, if he was looking to go after people of color, he sure missed the mark there, didn't he? According to the lawyer, one of the staffers who was removed, some of those who were reassigned have filed complaints. The accusations against Zink come as he is under fire or under investigation by multiple agencies, including the Interior Inspector General and Office of Special Counsel, regarding employee reassignment and taxpayer spending. Interior Department spokesman Heather Swift vehemently denied that Zink said anything along those lines. Right? He never really criticized the need for diversity. The anonymous claims, she said, made against him weren't true. Swift added, as a woman who has worked for him for a number of years in senior positions, I say without a doubt, this claim is untrue, and I'm hopeful that they are a result of misunderstandings and not a deliberate mistruth. Lie! Can we call it a lie? What the heck is a mistruth?
Lie.
Yes, that's exactly right. A mistruth is a lie. And it's less letters. You look for you eco freaks. You use up less paper, less ink. You kill less trees. It's all good. Swift pointed to two women and an African-American who Zink has appointed to senior leadership positions and said that Zink has filled several other senior positions at career and appointee levels with individuals from diverse backgrounds. Zink's alleged comments were particularly surprising to those who feel the agency has struggled to recruit and retain a diverse workforce. Why? Why does it always have to be about hating the color? What if not enough qualified people of color applied? Could that be possible? What if you had five positions to fill, you got 50 applications, two were people of color, or let's say seven were people of color. Only two were qualified. Do I have to hire all five? Even though I have more qualified candidates, is that how it works? In a hallway meet and greet shortly after Zink was confirmed, one staffer told CNN that Zink was asked about diversity in the interior department with about 68,000 employees, of which more than 70% are white. Zink flat out said, I don't really think that's important anymore. We don't need to focus on color. Now, some people say, well, he had a better way he could say it. He had better talking points he should be using. Why? Why not just say it like it is? Why do we have to dance around everything? Why do we have to make everything sound nice and packaged and soft and sweet and snowflakey? Maybe this is just how he speaks. You know? It's probably how I would speak. Seriously, if I was in this kind of position. It'd be, why do I care about color? Why do I care about gender? Why do I care about height, weight, size, ethnicity? Can you do the job or can't you? Just like Al Sharpton, who's always talking about color in the boardroom. He wants to know why there's not more people of color on executive boardrooms in high-ranking companies like, I don't know, what is Apple and places like that. And I always say the same thing. Of all the places on the planet where color doesn't, where the only color that matters is green, is in corporate, you know, corporate boardrooms. Third person, someone who is a minority in a leadership position in the department, said that he heard similar comments during a management meeting. He said that that told me everything I needed to know, the person said. It's a hard business as it is, and then not to be respected or appreciated for... No, you're respected and appreciated for the work that you do. You're respected and appreciated for your character, for the type of person you are, not for the color of your skin. Martin Luther King would be passing out. I mean, seriously. And the fact that we don't look at things the same way, when we have conversations about public lands, how they're used, we can't afford to have a small percentage of people making those decisions. In June, Zinc announced the unexpected reassignment of 33 senior executive staffers. He angered some, including Joel Clement. I don't think that's, yeah. Anyway, a policy expert says that he was being forced to take an accounting assignment after he blew the whistle on climate change. He instead quit his job. He said he's fighting for reassignment, saying that they are illegal. And the Inspector General and Office of Special Counsel are investigating. Well, of course they're investigating. Look, you make the accusation. They have to investigate. That doesn't mean you're guilty. When did an investigation equal guilt? Because if that's the case, Hillary should have been in jail already, shouldn't she? Clement's attorney, Katie Atkinson, told CNN that she believes at least 15 of the 33 who were reassigned were minorities. Okay. So it was okay for the rest of them? Just the 15 were wrong and bad? A CNN comparison with senior executive staff levels made available by the Office of Personnel Management showed that a disproportionate number of those moves were racial minorities. Look it. If you can prove that they were as qualified, if not more qualified, then you've got a case. If they weren't qualified, if they were less qualified, had a smaller or a lesser job approval rating as the others who stayed, then what's the problem? Right? I like the fact that, listen to the language, 28% of the 235 senior leaders at the Interior Department self-report as minority. I don't know what that means. That means when I fill out the application, I can just check off black or Hispanic or Asian. Diversity has been a long-standing challenge in the Interior Department. 7 of the 12 divisions have no minority leaders at the senior executive staff level. Does that mean that we've gone out of our way to make sure that they can't get there? Is that kind of what they're saying? See, this is stuff where you want to step back and say, you know, you guys, you're making this, you're not making it up, but you're making it much worse than what it is. You're accusing all the white people at the top of not wanting to help minorities. Why don't we stop looking at it that way and just say, hey, let's help each other. Let's make sure the right person for the job is there. Anyway, I'm Joe, senior host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. In the second hour, we've got the one and the only Hollywood conservative. Seriously, I don't think there's another one. We'll be back in a few minutes.